has to do with tomorrow night, Monday night. We meet at 7 o'clock to vote on the budget and the giving schedule for 2022. 7 o'clock here at the church. And hopefully we'll have a, quote, flood report, unquote. Second announcement is Christmas Day, 10 o'clock. We're going to come back to the church and we're going to sing a bit. So 10 o'clock Christmas Day here. Okay? Thank you.
Welcome to our program. We're glad that you have come to celebrate the coming of Jesus, God's own Son.
We hope that as we share the message of his birth, your hearts will know the peace and joy he brings to earth.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word, Emmanuel, God with us.
and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night.
Of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem and asked King Herod, "Where is the one who has been born, the King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him."
After they had spoken to King Herod, they went on their way. And the star that they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the baby was.
On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him.
Then they opened their gifts and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16.
Thank you.
Thank you. Did a nice job. Thank you. I'd like to take a brief moment here just to meditate on John 3:16. We just sang the wonders of his love. And John 3:16 is one of those verses that I bet every Christian knows and can memorize, and non-Christians probably know it too. But we don't always stop and think about it. God so loved the world. Who is it that loves the world? It is God. Who is God? He is the creator. He is the one who sustains all of life. He is the one who is in charge of all things. He is the one who sustains our government. He is the one who sustains our supply chains. He's the one who sustains your family. He's the one who sustains everything. And he loves you. He has loved you. And he has sent his son. Now, what did his son do that you must believe? He did three things. He died. He was buried. And he rose again on the third day. Those are the three things he did. Why did he do them? He did them because of your sin. And God loved you, and he sent his only begotten son to do those three things for you. And those three things were done on the authority of God's word, according to the scriptures. God revealed his program in embryo to Adam and Eve in Genesis 3:15. And then throughout the Old Testament, he began to reveal more of it and more of it. And then we have the consummation of it in the person of Jesus Christ. Now, what do you do with this? Whoever believes on him, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to be baptized. You don't have to be catechized. You don't have to be any of those things. You have to believe on Jesus Christ. Do you remember the Philippian jailer? What must I do to be saved? To believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. It's very simple. It is so simple we stumble over it. We need to believe on this one who gave himself at the cross for you and for me. And what do you do? What do you have because you believe on him? You have eternal life. Eternal life. What does that mean? It means that there's no more death, no more sorrow, no more grief, no more tears, no more disease. It's eternal life. As a matter of fact, that eternal life means that this body, this flesh and blood body, will change. Flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So there'll be a resurrection. That's what eternal life means. So as we meditate upon the wonders of God's love, let's put the whole package together. Let's put it all together. That God, in his wonderful love for me and his great mercy and grace, did send his son, born of a woman, born under the law, found by shepherds in a manger, and he grew as we grow as human beings into a man. And then as a man, he bore your sin on the cross. So as we celebrate Christmas, it is a very joyful time, because now the promises of God in the Old Testament are being fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ. Let's stand for the benediction. Our gracious God and Father, we praise you and thank you for that which you have done through your Son. We thank you that you did send him, and that you did send him because you loved us. And in loving us, you paid the penalty of the law through your Son, and that you raised him from the dead that we might have life. Now to him who is able to keep us from stumbling and to make us stand in the presence of his glory, blameless and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen.